Kina Vav is the first of the kinos that we say on Tisha B'Av morning, and it begins with the word Shavas, to rest. And the question is, why do we begin all of kinos, the avoda of the Yom of Tisha B'Av, with the word Shavas? And I believe that the word Shavas and this kina is telling us the avoda of the Yom. It's telling us what we're meant to accomplish over Tisha B'Av. And what is it? What is that avoda? The word Shavas means to rest. The word Shavas connotes the concept of silence. And when we begin kinos, we're starting with a moment of silence. We're stopping and we're realizing and recognizing that something is wrong. Because when there's silence in the world, that means that there's death. It means that things aren't alive. It means that things are not the way they're supposed to be. And therefore, we start the kinos with Shavas, with the recognition that something is wrong. Because, chevra, with the first step to growth, the first step to change, is recognizing that something's not right. And the entire purpose of Tisha B'Av, the avodah of Tisha B'Av, is not to be in a state of Shavas. We begin in a state of Shavas, of silence, of a recognition of something is wrong. But the avodah is to change, is to be transformed, it's to get up from the floor and to become new people. That we take the Shavas and we use it to transform ourselves. And that's what we are declaring when we start kinos. It's a moment of Shavas. It's a moment of silence. But just like another Shavas, we have Shabbos, we'll become transformed through this experience. And what's that experience of Shabbos that we go through every week? The whole purpose of Shabbos is going through a moment of silence, is where we stop in order to recognize that there's a Borei Olam. It's to realize that there's a creator of this world, and it's to recognize that we have a relationship with that creator. And when we stop and when we think, we start to ask ourselves, what is our relationship like with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And when we have that opportunity to stop and think, we'll often find that it's not the way it's supposed to be. And what happens in those moments of silence is we're able to realize where things are going wrong. And we take those things that are going wrong and we do tshuva. Tshuva, which also comes from the word of Shavas. Lashuv el Hashem, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this kina is teaching us that the whole purpose of Tisha B'Av is Lashuv el Hashem, is to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize that our normal, that lives that we find ourselves in are not really normal. That a real normal is Shifti B'Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. It's to be sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one in Yerushalayim, with the Beis HaMikdash. And Chavra, that's what we're starting to do on Tisha B'Av. It's to realize things are not right. Things are not the way they're supposed to be. But the end goal is not to be on the floor. On Tisha B'Av, we get up. At Chatzos, we get up. And we start to put on tefillin. And we start to look forward to the future where we could reconnect with the Borei Olam. Chavra, we should be zocha that just like on Shabbos, we reunite Boi Kala, that we reunite Chasan and Kala, that Amir Tashem, we should be able to be Zocha to return to Karsh Baruch Hu. Just like we start Slichos, if you realize, if you think about it, the first Slichos that we say when we get to Elul, and we get, sorry, before Tishrei, we also say Shavas. We say Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. That's how we start our Slichos process, because Tisha B'Av is essentially a small tshuva process. And Amir Tashem, if we could capitalize on this experience, if we could recognize the silence, but not be paralyzed by it, to get up and to change, and lashuv el Hashem, then we zoche to that time of shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, to be back in Yerushalayim with all of Klal Yisrael celebrating a binyan b'beis HaMikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.